This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Christine Blasey Ford is a liar, and everybody supporting her, all the Democrats that are rallying around this woman, they are liars with her. They're complicit. I said this earlier in the broadcast. I know it for fact. There's nothing to be talked about here. There's nothing to be, you know, looked at in any introspective way. This is the way it is. And Democrats don't care. They don't care that she's a liar. She's a liar that's helping them achieve their ultimate goal of undoing the win that we had on November the 8th of 2016. But it isn't going to work. Welcome back, everybody. Or welcome, I should say. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You got to force people to say what things are. You can't let the left get away with this. They want you to believe the lie. They want you to believe a woman who says 36 years ago something traumatic happened to her with witnesses. She did nothing. And then in 2012, which would have been 6 years ago, she decided to address it. It was a repressed memory. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. And so even with that, I mean, with that's enough of a ruse. Give me a repressed memory. I got molested by Donald Trump. I want my billions. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. The level of testing of your sensibilities by the Democrats, trust me, folks, you think you've been challenged. You're going, Kevin, they test my sensibilities every day. They have not even reached the depths to which they will test your sensibilities. I promise you they haven't. And the more we win, the worse it's going to get. It's like Donald Trump said, you're going to get tired of winning. You're going to get tired of winning because the wins won't feel like wins. See, I'm a winner, and I talk to my kids, anybody. When I talk to people, I say, look, there is a mentality of a loser. I can tell you, you want to know where it is? Anybody on the left. That's a mentality of a loser. The only way the left wins is when they can cheat, when they can unlevel the playing field for themselves. They cannot win straight up. That's how you know a leftist. See, a person on the right knows how to win. They know hard work. They know perseverance. Now, you can tell me, well, Kevin, they're a leftist. And, you know, they're great athletes, and they're this, that, and they've done it, you know, the LeBron James. You know, those are leftists who have been indoctrinated. Those are unfortunately, the uninitiated, those who don't understand it. There is no way LeBron James, Stephen Curry, any of the athletes, any of the people that have put in the time and energy to understand their craft are leftists. There's no way. Now, you say they have a leftist mentality. Oh, yeah. But that's because they're selling out. It's either one of two things. They're selling out or they don't understand it. You cannot work hard. It would be like me going to play basketball against LeBron James, and everything I do, they give it to me. They go, well, look, LeBron, we know you have talent over Kevin, but you know, he gets all the breaks. He would be like, man, I can't believe y'all don't call traveling when that dude does nothing but run up and down the court with the basketball. I don't have to dribble. Okay, I don't even have to make the shot. Goaltending. You get what I'm saying? LeBron would be livid. He would be talking about the rules of the game. He would be talking about, man, y'all give this dude everything. He's giving. Y'all always giving something to Kevin. What's up with Kevin Kev? Kev. Or if on the track, the Usain Bolt, which he is not a leftist. I was running down the track and he beats me by 4 seconds and they go, well, Kevin wins the race, gets the gold medal, sets the world records. And they go, why? Well, it's a handicap thing. You know, he would be like, that's crazy. I don't know. We don't do this in Jamaica. I have to run. I have to train every day. I have to work hard. And I'm sitting there eating bonbons and rubbing the stuff on my wife beater, you know, rubbing the residue off my fingertips. And this dude's going, this guy doesn't even train. And I look at him and go, hey, baby, what do you want me to say? Leftism must cheat in order to survive, in order to thrive. That's it. Simply put. So the Democrats gin up an investigation over allegations that are years old. test your sensibilities in every single way. If you have a son, if you're a man, and you're looking at what you did at 17 years old, that they could get you. I mean, I'm not even talking about bad stuff. In this particular case, a party where 15, supposedly, where two girls go to meet, 15-year-olds go to meet with four 17-year-olds. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm already suspect. That was story one. Then story two was, no. It was three boys and her. Which I will tell you, if it's her by herself with three or four boys, I'm going to give you a different scenario. Okay? I'm going to give you something completely different. So it doesn't matter how this story sets up. It's not good for Christine Blasey, now Christine Blasey Ford, because it sounds like she's a promiscuous girl looking to get with a lot of guys. That's what it sounds like to this guy. Now, people don't want to say this. Because it may, well, Kevin, that taints the girl. You know, I'm not casting, look, I'm not telling you to moralize about it. I don't care if she wanted to screw four boys or 10 boys. It wouldn't be the first time I've heard of this. So I'm not moralizing about it. I'm just saying, let's just say what could be other possibilities. That's all I'm saying. But I know this, she lied. And she's gotten the attention of people. But because of the lies, Shannon Breen tweeted something and alluded that one of the people had lawyered up, one of the dudes at the party had lawyered up, but maybe to sue for defamation. Could he be Mr. Redacted in the infamous letter to Feinstein? I don't know if you saw that letter, but they would, you know, Brett Kavanaugh and Redacted were at the party. Redacted stood in the corner. Redacted. I don't know who Redacted is, but she said this, attorney for person alleged to be at the party. Quote, simply put, my client does not know Mr. Kavanaugh. Oh, and this is a she. And she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. This is a girl. And so, but then things get far worse. Because Tammy Bruce said, I mean, there were many people, I saw the tweets, but I got Tammy's, and it says, this is clearly a charade. Ford's own witnesses have denied to Senate committee being at the party where she alleges the attack occurred. One identifies as a, quote, lifelong friend, and insists she was never at, quote, any party ever with the two of them. And this is a CNN article that Tammy Bruce is referencing. Look, folks, this thing is going nuclear. It is blowing up in the faces of the Democrats. That's what's happening. And rightfully so. This ginned up nonsense needs to be cut off at the head. I'm so happy to I'm happy to watch this thing play out. Seriously, look, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I read to you from the CNN article that Ms. Kaiser, who's denied being at any party with Christine Blasey and or Matt Kavanaugh ever, Brett Kavanaugh rather, ever. And here's what she says. The lawyer acknowledges, this is the lawyer for Kaiser, acknowledges CNN that Kaiser is a lifelong friend of Ford's. Ford's lawyer, Deborah Katz, who, by the way, is an anti-Trump activist, but she says, in response to Kaiser's attorney statement, that it makes sense that Kaiser wouldn't remember. Because Ford has said she did not share her allegations publicly or with anyone for years. So let me just ask you this. What does that have to do with anything when one of your lifelong friends says, I've never been to, like, let me just go back to the quote. I don't want to get it wrong. I'm going to tell you exactly what she says. She has no recollection. Here's what she says. The lawyer says, I understand you've been identified as an individual who's in attendance at a party that occurred circa 1982, described in a recent Washington Post article. And she says, simply put, Ms. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present with or without Dr. Ford. Now, I'll ask you this, leftists, they're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Why don't you believe her? She should be believed. And it would be, if it ended there, it would be okay. You know, you would go, all right, well, one person. None of the people. None of the people. Now, look, I've already told you guys about memory. We've all got, you know, Alzheimer's to a degree. We don't remember. You don't remember things that happened yesterday. You know, but you could be nudged into remembering. If somebody goes, now you do remember when you walked the dog. Oh, yeah, I remember now. But it isn't like it's readily there. You can dust off old, you know, memories if you need to. Do you remember being at a party when, if you force me to go back and go, oh, man, I do remember going over to Derek's apartment and his girlfriend was sunbathing on the patio. And I remember thinking, she is 10 times too hot for Derek. But I don't sit around thinking about it. One of my buddies all the time, he's like, man, you remember Daryl, Kevin? Daryl, you know, we went to that happy hour one time. I'm like, I don't remember Daryl. He's like, man, Big Head Daryl. Oh, Big Head Daryl. Okay, yeah. You can be nudged into remembering things. So here are people getting nudged. Hey, do you remember? Do you remember? And they're going, since 1982? We're talking 36 years. Yeah. I was in school, and I went to maybe 3 parties. Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, I remember some parties. Nothing happened. It was uneventful. Whatever. And they're trying to make it sound like, oh, no, gee, it wasn't eventful for her, but it was eventful for so-and-so. He says, nothing consequence happened to her. Dr. Ford, of course, will never forget the gathering because of what happened to her there. No, this is made up nonsense. Made up. Just because the Democrats love destroying people. And I've been documenting this. Kimberly Strassel, she documented all the inconsistencies of this fictitious event. And here's what she had tweeted. She had about 8 of these things. But the first one, she says, more breaking news which further undercuts the Ford accusation, as well as media handling of it. A source has given me the email that WAPO reporter Emma Brown sent to Mark Judge. One person Ford claims is at the party. And she puts the date of the email on there. And she goes on to explain that the Washington Post knew of all the inconsistencies of Ford's testimony, the number of guys who were there, the number of girls who were there, and so on and so forth, and they ignored it. That's the left. Give them the truth, give them the facts, ask them if they care. Not one iota. Not one bit. Couldn't care less. Eric Erickson noted something. I'm not a fan of Eric. He was one of these never-Trumpers that hasn't quite grown up. Maybe he has now. But here's what he noted of Ford's choice of legal representation, and he said this in a tweet. So a woman in California claims a Supreme Court nominee assaulted her. And instead of hiring a lawyer in California, she just so happens to hire a lawyer connected to the so-called resistance movement? This is all a character assassination and not credible. Think about that. She didn't hire, you know, I'm traumatized. Let me look in the phone book. Let me call somebody in my circle of trust, yada, yada, yada. No, she hires a woman connected to the resistance movement who hates Donald Trump. And by the way, don't think that this wasn't discussed by, because I said earlier, we need to look at the investigation we need to be launching is how did this all come to be? I'd like to get her phone records. I'd like to get her emails and understand where did this, what was the epicenter? When did it hit her? You know what? Justice Kavanaugh is needs to be investigated because I remember what he did to me. Because I'm going to give you a scenario. I think this chick sent an email to some friends and said, hey, I went to school with Kavanaugh. What if I accuse him of raping me or trying to? And her little cabal got to him and went, ooh, that would be so cool. I know Feinstein. We could send this to Feinstein. And so then they got together and they go, hold on a second. Let's call Katie or whatever, the cats. They probably got a nickname for, you know, something butch sounding because she looks kind of butchy. And they'd say, hey, let's call Butch and see what she has to say. Yeah, that fits really well. So then Butch calls up and goes, hey, I love it. You know, anything to get Trump or to keep his people from going. Then they, the other person went, well, let's get Barbs on the phone. So they call Feinstein. And then they do that. And so the emails are flying. You know, hey, do this, the phone messages. I bet you money. If you took Mueller and said, let's get somebody competent. If you took an investigator and said, go look into this, it wouldn't take you a week to look at the emails and all and go, okay, we know exactly what happened. She contacted her. Here's the email. Here's the text message. Bop, 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 bada bing, bada boom. Made up. It wouldn't take a second to figure it out because we know what's going on.
In a little bit, I want to discuss what CNN did on this story because, CNN, to their credit, they always seem to want to get panel discussions and things like that. I love these types of discussions. I really do. I've been trying to get Fox to do more of them. This is a great one where we should take if you wanted to do a panel discussion, this would be a great one to do. I'm talking about open and honest. Okay, guys, what do you think about being accused of something from when you were 17 years old? Answer the question. Okay, wives of guys. Wives, women 20 years later, what would you say about a guy that was accused of this? Just in general, what would you say? Women, are you complicit in any way? Do you find this story to be a little bit fantastical? You know, and on and on. I would love to do these types of things because this is where you get to the truth. This is where you make the left own their nonsense. As we say, handle your scandal. They created a scandal and they need to be made to pay for this. Because they are dragging a man through the mud. And the good news is, Kavanaugh, he's lived such an exemplary life. I would sit there and I would come on TV and just go, you know what? I find this all laughable. I find what they're doing to me laughable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will meet Thursday at the White House. Among the things probably to be discussed will be the reports that came out last week that Rosenstein discussed wearing a wire to record President Trump. Former Department of Justice official James Trustee on if the president should fire Rosenstein.
The president would be wise to let him continue or leave at his own pace, whenever that may be.
Today, Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh told the Senate Judiciary Committee in a letter that he will not be intimidated into withdrawing, calling the allegations against him a smear campaign. House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate.
Senate Democrats and their allies are trying to destroy a man's personal and professional life on the basis of decades-old allegations that are unsubstantiated and uncorroborated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's go to Chris Flecker, former FBI Assistant Director for the Criminal Investigative Division. Chris, welcome back. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Brooke.
It is unclear what Professor Ford is asking for, a background probe or a criminal probe. Can you talk to me about the difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference. The FBI has no independent jurisdiction to open up a standalone investigation of rape allegations or assault allegations that may have taken place 36 years ago. That's a local crime. Unless it involves a federal official or on federal land or it has some federal nexus, there's just no jurisdiction to do it. What they can do is reopen the background investigation, which is a broad investigation to round out facts to help a decision-making authority hire somebody or not hire somebody or bring somebody on into a presidential position or a judgeship position or something like that. That could happen.
So on the rounding out of facts, how would you even go about investigating something like this? Because clearly she remembers what she says specifically happened to her, but she doesn't remember where it happened. She doesn't remember when it happened. How do you investigate that with so few details available?
There's not much there. It's strictly interviews, I would say, because there just can't be any forensic evidence unless I would be shocked if they brought a garment forward that might have DNA or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be strictly interviews of the alleged victim. And the alleged perpetrator. It would be interviews of anyone else who might have been at the party or any other, maybe that she confided in contemporaneous with the event, her therapist, who I understand may have taken some information about the event some time later. But it's all fairly thin. None of this would hold up in court.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The Democrats know that Kavanaugh has done nothing, yet listen to them talk, and to a person, he's guilty. We live in a country where you are innocent until proven guilty, and an allegation like this is an absolute joke. It should be something that we laugh off. We, as I've said to many people, having this discussion is insulting. We've all been there. We've all been teenagers. 15-year-old girls love 17-year-old boys. That's the way it is. And this chick, Christine Blasey Ford, she was a party girl. Go look at her yearbook. She loved getting drunk. Half the time, she didn't know where she was waking up. If we dig into her past, we're going to find out she was more than a party girl. You know what I'm saying? And they want you to believe
that this girl who went out at 15 years old on benders, getting drunk, you know, talking about this stuff openly and so on and so forth. And they had the little girls club, by the way, some even say they were snobby little racist chicks, but she's the choir girl and Kavanaugh is the lecherous 17-year-old boy stalking her and wanting her for sex. Only incident that nobody remembers it. They know it's a lie. I'm just going to put it out there. They know it's a lie. But they're trying to promote it.
Oh, this is terrible. It's catastrophic. Oh,
because that's all they got. This is a level of desperation that is backfiring on these clowns. Backfiring. As I said earlier, people are distancing. Forget what you hear in the news. Forget all the other stuff. Look at the other signs. Look at what other Democrats are doing. The only people that care about this are the people who believe they want to be the leaders of the party. Inside of the Democratic Party, women, men, everybody knows just how crazy this is. This strategy is not going to work. I'm glad you guys are here so we can talk about this stuff openly and honestly. The left's not going to do it. I dare you. Go to any man that is 30 years old, any woman the same age, have a discussion and say, this is the topic that we're talking about, right, you know, in this particular case. And ask them, what do you think about this? They're going to go, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Take political affiliations, jobs, whatever you want to look at with Kavanaugh. Just say, hey, I got a scenario for you. A man who's 50-something years old, 55 years old, is being accused, or 53, whatever he is. He's being accused of sexually abusing a woman at the age of 17 because they were at a party together when she was 15. Illegal liquor being served. And supposedly, he and a boy pinned her down and he felt her up. And say, now, taking everything out of, you know, no politics, no names, no nothing. What are your thoughts? 36 years later, she claims that she's traumatized. What are your thoughts? Hadn't said a word about it. 6 years ago, supposedly met with a shrink, has a different story about it. And today, when he's ready to be, you know, get a really big raise, a really big promotion in his job, suddenly it comes up. What would you say? Because I'm going to tell you, the overwhelming majority of the people that I know would say, that's ridiculous. Wait 36 years to do blankety blank? They would go, I'm going to tell you, again, I'm not, this is my opinion. You guys tell me. Give me a call, 844-551-8255, or send us a note. I'll tell you this, the overwhelming majority of the people that have responded to this when I've asked it earlier in the not in this broadcast, but others. We go on social media and the majority of you say, nonsense. I don't believe it. It's really stupid. Why are we discussing it? And then a lot of you are saying things like, well, you know, why did she wait so long? And what is this doing to Kavanaugh? And why doesn't she want to testify? And why was she anonymous about it? And what about the timing and things like that? Hardly anybody goes, you know, with an allegation like this, we really have to hear her out. It isn't like she's talking about they got her in a room. 14 guys, you know, had their way with her. Kavanaugh was the cheerleader for it. Woo! And then now he wants to be Supreme Court Justice. This is one of those harmless situations that happens with teenagers, even if it was Kavanaugh, and I don't think it was, but it's a harmless situation that happens with teenagers that we can all relate to, and the Democrats want us to believe that we are at DEFCON 1 here. It's ridiculous. And this is the problem. This is the problem that the Democrats have. So, you know, and we played a clip earlier where Feinstein said, I don't even know if I can believe her. Let's play that clip again because I think it's worth hearing.
I have no say. I'm the lead Democrat, so this is all up to the Republican side. I can't say everything's truthful. I don't know.
Not only does Feinstein not know, she doesn't care. This isn't about truth. This is about the Democrats getting their way. That's all this is about. And it's backfiring. And I keep telling you guys,
I've been at multiple events and different things that happen throughout the day. You know I do the radio show, and then I go places and talk to people, and they say things like, Kevin, they're crazy. They're going, what are they thinking here? And all I say is the same thing I say on the show. I say, be happy you're witnessing this. Be happy you're seeing this occur. What did it take for the Democrats to reveal themselves as the people that we know them to be, which is just absolutely scurrilous, folks? These are people that, I know you know how bad they are, but did you know they could go to this level? That they will gladly ruin this man over this. I mean, I'm telling you, they will happily do it. Don't think for one second Democrats have a care in the world about Kavanaugh's family, about his kids, about his wife. They will smear this man. They would just stomp him into the dirt. And if they get rid of him, it'll all be over. I mean, they won't get rid of him. Don't feel bad. Don't worry about it. He's going to be the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. But if they could do it, and then he would just be roadkill, they wouldn't even say a word. If it came back later that they prove that he never even was at the party with her or whatever, they wouldn't think 2 seconds about it. There would be zero remorse. Nothing would occur. Those are the type of people you're dealing with when you deal with the left. They will destroy people's future. I'm telling you, they're the reason that people put guns in their mouths and pull the trigger, is the left. They give you such a sense of hopelessness. You be glad we exist. Be glad conservatives exist. Be glad that we correct the insanity of the left. We are fighting against these forces of evil. And because people understand that there is hope, they cling to us winning. They don't do drastic things. You know, in raising my kids, I tell them all the time, there is nothing that is going to happen to you that has not happened to somebody else in this world. Never feel like you're the only one going through something, because you're not. Many people have experienced whatever it is you're going through. I'm not saying that's the way for you to go, okay, that's the end of it. But part of your coping mechanism has to understand this is, you're not a man on an island. You're not a turtle on a fence post. Somebody has experienced what you're experiencing, and here's the bigger picture. They got through it, and so will you. And we give that kind of hope to people that are out there. Leftists who want to know there's another place to go, there's a safe landing
zone. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is what I grew up with, that men are supposed to protect you from these predatory males.
I do too.
And they're not doing that.
I believe you.
On the contrary.
But we have to.
These people in Congress right now, and that Senate Judiciary Committee, these white men, old, by the way, mm-hmm. are not protecting women. They're protecting a man who is probably guilty. If you're not Judge Kavanaugh, take the lie detector test.
Yeah.
Prove it the way she did and the way Anita Hill did, that they were not lying. Let's see that from you. Or are you a coward?
Yeah.
That's right. The left want us to believe that Kavanaugh is the coward, right? He's a coward because he doesn't want to confront these issues. Kavanaugh said, bring it. I told you guys the other day when we played that clip, the real cowards are the left. They call black conservatives sellouts. We're the ones sounding the alarm bell of what's happening around this country to blacks, and they call us the sellouts. But a guy like Kaepernick, he takes a knee for something he has not one ounce of skin in the game, and he's considered courageous. He's courageous for backing a lie. He's courageous because he's going to get, who knows, dozens of young black men killed because he supports, he's anti-police, calls the police pigs, and Nike supports him. He gets a fat multi-year contract, and these kids who are going to think of the police as pigs because they see him as an idol, they're going to get shot and killed. But he's the hero, and I'm the coward. I'm the one who made a film called Bleeding Blue that is trying to bridge the gap between police and the black community. Colin Kaepernick and Nike are doing exactly the opposite, but they, by the left, are lauded as the heroes. That should tell you all you need to know. They are the cowards, and it's all backfiring. By the way, I called Nike. I said, I want to talk to somebody about what this is about. I think you're a racist organization. I think you want to kill black people. I'm going to be writing about it because the only strategy that you've developed here is for the killing of young black men. We'll take down your information. We'll play the clips. You'll get it. You'll get a chance to read it, hear them, the whole deal. Maybe you'll get a preview of it on the radio show. But I'm calling Nike out for what they are. And I'm making no bones about it. And you should do the same. And you should be calling leftists out for what they are. Because they are nothing but lying, disingenuous skanks who want you to believe the lies. Here's what they did. CNN, God bless them. They want to try so hard to believe the hype, to believe the lies. I asked earlier in the broadcast, what did you think about fake news when Trump first said it? What do you think about it now? And if you're like most of the people I know, when he first said it, you were like, oh, whatever. Now you believe it. You understand it. You're becoming more introspective. You're looking at the news differently. What a great thing to do for somebody to wake you up. That's what education is about. That's what expanding your mind is about. If somebody says something, you're like, whoa, that happens to me all the time. It's a curiosity for learning, for understanding. Not going down the rabbit hole. Looking at it for yourself. Looking at these headlines. Nikki Haley, $52,000 drapes. What a great view she's got of Central Park or whatever. And it turns out, you know who bought those drapes? The Obama administration. Not Trump. Not Nikki Haley. But the New York Times puts it out there as Nikki Haley. And then the retraction is, oh, okay, our bad. Moving on. That's what the left does. They move on very well. But anyway, they did a discussion, a panel discussion of what these five Republican women in Florida, what they think about the Kavanaugh allegations, accusations, whatever you want to call it. And I think when CNN does these things, they think there's going to be some different outcome. Like people are going to go, oh, you know, boy, those are serious and we really believe it and all this. But it always turns out to be very different than they think. So I want to play this clip and then dissect it a bit for a little bit of time we have left.
We're now in tonight's top story, what Christine Blasey's legal team wants as conditions for her testimony against Brett Kavanaugh. They want Thursday as the date, not to have Judge Kavanaugh in the room with her at the same time, and questioning by senators, not outside counsel. Of course, the question hanging over all of this is will be about credibility and believability. Randy Kaye spoke with a group of Republican women in Florida.
A show of hands, how many of you believe Judge Kavanaugh when he says this didn't happen?
I believe him.
How can we believe the word of a woman of something that happened 36 years ago when this guy has an impeccable reputation? There wasn't nobody that has spoken ill will about him. Everyone that speaks about him, this guy's an altar boy, you know, a scout. He's, you know, because one woman made an allegation. Sorry, I don't buy it.
But in the grand scheme of things, my goodness, there was no intercourse. There was maybe a touch. Can we really, 36 years later, she's still stuck on that? Had it happened?
I mean, we're talking about a 15-year-old girl, which I respect. You know, I'm a woman. I respect. We're talking about a 17-year-old boy in high school with testosterone running high. Tell me what boy hasn't done this in high school. Please, I would like to know.
Why would she come forward if this wasn't true? Because it has basically destroyed her family. She's had to move. She's gone undercover. She's gotten death threats. So if she's lying, why come forward?
She's also destroying his life, his wife's lives, his children's lives, his career. I mean, why didn't she come out sooner if she's telling the truth?
Why didn't she come out when he was going into the Bush White House? Why didn't she come out when he's been a federal judge for over a decade?
Why not have a thorough investigation instead of just the two of them? He said, she said.
But it doesn't matter. It does not matter what everyone else has to say.
This is what happened, though, with Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. The FBI investigated. It took 3 days. Done. Why not now?
Well, this is not the same. This is a high school kid. I mean, it's not a Anita Hill story.
Does something that allegedly happened some 30-plus years ago matter today?
You can't judge the character of a man based on what he did at 17.
And I would hate to think that 30, 40 years later, somebody's going to destroy your life because somewhere at some party, you, it's not right, but maybe you touched somebody the way you were not supposed to.
And who brought the alcohol for these kids?
As women, though, do you have some sympathy for her, for what she's going through?
No, I have no sympathy. And perhaps maybe at that moment she liked him, and maybe he didn't pay attention to her afterwards, and he went out with the other girl, and she got bitter, or whatever the situation is. They're kids.
If it is true, would it be okay with you if he became a justice on the Supreme Court?
As long as that's an isolated incident, yes. He was 17. He was not even an adult. And we all made mistakes at 17. I believe in a second chance.
I'd be more than okay with him being Supreme Court judge.
If the person made a mistake and they move on and they have been a good human being, you know, who are we to judge?
That is so deep on so many levels, this discussion by these people. I don't even know if we can cover it all this segment. Maybe we have to bleed over a little bit. But here's why I say that. Because, what's his name? Oh, geez. Anderson Cooper. He says, he leads in with this. Of course, the question hanging over all of this will be about credibility and believability. And I was thinking to myself, you're exactly right. That's exactly what they disclose in that clip. Is that the left has no credibility and no believability. And look, I get it's five Republican women, and she says, a show of hands, how many of you believe Judge Kavanaugh when he says this didn't happen? And all five hands go up. And then they all say this, I believe him. I believe him. They go on to give you a litany of reasons why this man should be believed. 36 years ago, impeccable reputation. What's happened since? Give me anything that indicates that he was ever that person. And by the way, most of the women go, look, it's 17 years old. You're going to try to tell me? Go ask your husbands what they did at 17 that would have been considered crass as an adult, even at the age of 21, much less at the age of the 50s. Go look at what a 17-year-old does. Let me tell you, there were girls, the 14, 15-year-old girls see a 17-year-old dude, and I don't know what Kavanaugh looked like. I don't know whether he was a stud. I don't know anything about him. I can tell you this, anybody that rises to the level that he's risen probably was a pretty smart guy, you know, considered good-looking, whatever. 17 years old, don't be surprised if this girl wasn't throwing herself at him. And then you go look at her reputation. Now, they'd love for them to go, I'll do it because I'm okay with it. I don't care about feminists. I'll go look at your reputation. Don't cry rape and be Stormy Daniels going, yeah, well, you know, my dad left us and I had 14 boyfriends when I was a kid. Well, really? And now you want to say you were raped? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let people have a pass because if the woman said it. And that's what's offending most people is we have to just say, well, look, I don't care what her reputation was. I don't care what she did. Whatever she says against you, well, that's what has to stick. No, that is not the way we do things in this country. If you're going to make an accusation, I'm going to defend myself with everything out there, particularly if I know myself to be innocent. I'm going to bring up every single thing you've done, Stormy. And in this case, Christine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.